Tanja says keeping good employees makes a difference to the care provided.
Staff is what kind of drives our boat. When we have stability in our clinical staff, we're a strong organization. When we have turnover, it challenges us.
Hospital officials hope that the building's new multi-million dollar addition will help them attract good employees and keep them. That addition is almost done, with a public event set for June 25th to celebrate the expansion.
You know, it's 72,000 gross square feet. It's the new surgery, sterile supply clinics, MRI, and other support being recovery areas, et cetera. The $62 million funded by the bond that all of you, thank you again, voted for.
The hospital building is owned by the city of Ketchikan, which is why the city funded the majority of the expansion costs. The state of Alaska also provided some grant money for the project, and there was some federal money as well. Tanja says Peace Health, which operates the hospital, through an agreement with the city, also kicked in some capital.
We're slated to put in close to $9 million in capital this year, and slated to even spend a few more million next year.
While the ribbon-cutting celebration is coming up soon, Tanja says it will still be a while before the addition will be available for patient use.
We have to make sure that this is a safe environment. So we're going to put the furniture in, we're going to put the equipment in, we're going to train our staff, we're going to do dry runs before we actually see a patient in those facilities.
Tanja says that probably will happen in early fall. Once open, the addition will house the surgery suite and will be the new location for the clinic, which has been in the Wilson building right next to the hospital. The Wilson building is owned by Peace Health, and Matt Eisenhower, who heads up the hospital's foundation, talked about plans for its future use. About a third of the building will become office space for employees who now have offices elsewhere, such as in the Plaza Mall. They're not yet sure how to use the rest of that space, Eisenhower said, but they're thinking about a wellness center to help people avoid needing the hospital services. That might seem like a bad business plan.
We're not paid to keep people healthy real well. That is changing. That's a huge landscape changing. So there's more motivation to keep people healthy. So we're looking at what a community health center might look like, to have dietitians, occupational therapists, different physicians, maybe offer cooking classes, an industrial-type kitchen.
Tanja says that Ketchikan's hospital also is continuing to provide healthcare management services that previously were paid for through a grant. Like a potential wellness center, that program aims to reduce hospital use by helping patients manage illness better on an outpatient basis. Tanja notes that the hospital's expansion is just the first phase of a three-phase project. The next couple of phases are on hold due to the state's current budget crunch. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.